When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to the all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
Okay, welcome back to the Sports Cage here. And we're going back out on the Western Pizza guest hotline. And we're joined by the guy, and he's probably not going to want to say it, but from all accounts, one of the guys that stole the show from the Melfort Mustangs against the Flin Flon Bombers in the SJHL Championship Series. James Venn, thanks for joining the Sports Cage here. It sounds like you're outside. You wouldn't be golfing on your first day off after the championship, would you be?
Yeah, first day off here. We're on the course, having a good time, you know, just spending the day with a couple guys. But a little wet and cold out here, but still fun.
I have a Melfort track. I love it. All right, let's go through the last 24 hours for you. Back it up from winning the championship. That's, you know, that can come after. But, you know, going into game six after Flin Flon gets back into the series with two wins. What was the mindset yesterday about this time as you guys got ready for that game?
We were confident, you know, even though with Duguay out of the lineup there, one of our leading goal scorers, we were confident in our group, and we know we could get the job done. We wanted to do it in front of our fans especially. And, you know, we came out hot and was able to steal and get away with the championship.
In the series, games one and two, everybody was surprised on how that, you know, games one and two at the Whitney Forum, especially the score in the first game. You faced a lot of rubber. Anything special about those games one and two, or you just kind of went in and did your job in that hostile atmosphere?
Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting us to be able to do that. And I did face a lot of rubber, but my guys did unreal those two games. You know, they scored a lot of goals and let me see almost every puck. So those two games are really special and a lot of fun to play in.
This playoff run's been special too, right? Like, you look at that series against Humboldt, and when I was talking to head coach Trevor Blevins, he said, and he's been around a long time, the SJHL, he said that could be the craziest series he's ever been involved in the SJHL, that Humboldt series. You're on board with that?
Yeah, I think it was pretty nuts. Every game, whoever went to the third period, I think lost. We were about a minute 45 away from being eliminated, and then somehow came out with it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Okay, so now you guys got a few days off here. You got, you know, before you prepare and you go to the national championship in Oakville, Ontario. You know, is this a good time to heal? Obviously, you don't want to disclose anything, but playoff run, the hockey you guys have been playing, guys are banged up. Is it going to be nice to maybe get a few days to heal here?
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's playoff hockey. Everyone's playing through some bumps and bruises, so it's nice to get a couple days off, get away from the sport for a little bit, you know, rest your mind, because it's been a month and a half of just go, you know. Every day, every other day we're playing a game. I think it's something like we almost played just over 20 games or something in just over a month. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of games and your mind's always buzzing. So it's nice to get away from everything for a bit. But then obviously back at it Friday, a few practices, and then off to Oakville.
It's like back in your minor hockey days or your brick days, right, where you're playing that much hockey and you know, short amount of time. Personally, for yourself, I talked to Kyle MacIntyre yesterday. You've kind of left all your options open as far as NCAA. You haven't committed to anything yet. Is that correct?
No, not yet.
And so this playoff run and going to the national championship, you know, you got to be, you know, you got to be confident that the people are their eyeballs are open here, and you're going to be getting some offers.
Oh yeah, Trevor had confidence in me from the second he gave me that phone call in late August to come back and telling me that I have full eligibility back, and you know, hopefully it'll pay off going here to internationals and you know, at the start of the year, if you told me I'd come back and we'd win a championship, personal achievements, they can take second place, and I'd be happy with this alone. So now we can get Trevor that national championship that he's been chasing.
Right on. All right, Kay. Well, enjoy your round of golf and a couple days off here, and best of luck, man. And I think everyone in Saskatchewan's rooting for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, right on, man. Have a good one, and best of luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.